time to talk the weekend warrior. Anthony Dockrell comes in on a Monday morning, helps us make sense of 48 hours of weird news that, if you're like me, you weren't paying a lot of attention to. Good morning.
Good morning, Nick.
How are you?
Yeah, pretty good. Okay.
Now,
but we should get this over and done with, shouldn't we?
I'm not wearing my scarf because I didn't want to put you through it, but I do believe there may be some AFL results you'd like to discuss.
Well, yes, look, we did agree the winner of the Hawks and Swans game would wear their scarf. I'm clearly got a naked neck.
You do.
Well, why aren't you wearing those lovely poo and wee colours of Hawthorn?
Honestly, I put it out and then left in such a hurry this morning I forgot. Otherwise, I'd be flying at new place, so I can show you that.
I was half expecting you to be wearing a Guernsey and like the socks, the whole deal.
Look, I knew you were going to be hurting. I didn't want to put you through it.
Did you enjoy the win?
It was great. Look, you know, it was a tight win. It was a great game. That fourth quarter was unimaginably tense.
Yep.
And I can't believe it all came down to one goal.
Yeah. Yeah. It just warms the cockles of my heart seeing you and Jeff Kennett so happy. On to real news. The human Sandraya's fault was on tour in Europe, meeting with the G7 and talking about climate change. Now, Trump won't say if America's going to pull out of the Paris Agreement.
I know.
He tweeted on the weekend he'll announce it this week, what America's going to do. And the inside word is that America's going to walk away.
He's the only man I can imagine doing Twitter teasers for policy.
I wouldn't call it policy. Now, look, if he pulls out, I mean, I think we can kiss the whole idea that we're going to keep warming to 2 degrees or lower.
Yes.
I mean, the 1.5 is turning into, you know, it's a bit like me talking about the Swans being there in October. But, you know, I'm thinking maybe Trump should change his promise about building a wall and build a dome.
A dome?
A dome. Because I think that's probably what we need. Keep those carbon things inside the dome. He could help the world whilst denying that there's any problem.
Dome over America.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
I can see it happening. And also, you know, it serves the same purpose as a wall. So I reckon I could sell it to him.
I think you probably could.
Now, you would have heard that German Chancellor Angela Merkel came out and said that Europe needs to basically do its own thing now. And, you know, who can blame them?
No one can blame them.
Yeah. Of course, we're still tied very tightly to America, but we've always followed somebody. Now, Trump went extra ranty on Twitter on the weekend as he flew back to the US with the Russian thing not going away. In fact, only magnifying because his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, has now been pulled into the whole thing. And he is very deep. If it's true what they're saying, he's very deep in this whole thing.
I did see this. I did.
Yeah. And look, you know, when it's getting to this extent that his son-in-law has now been caught with his fingers in the cookie jar, I mean, it just shows how deeply bipartisan politics is now, because Trump would be dead and buried by now, surely.
Surely, you think?
Yeah. Yeah. But you know what? We could be talking about him 8 years later.
I've so many times predicted his demise right here in front of this microphone, as far back as with Murray Olds, saying to Murray, oh, this is it. This is where his whole kind of ascendancy is over. I've been wrong every single time. I'm not willing to predict it anymore.
Yeah, it's a sad state of affairs where diabetes or cholesterol was our best hope getting him out of the White House.
Well, that got dark.
Chappelle Corby flew into the country and our media went into a complete and utter meltdown. I don't know if you logged off on the weekend.
I did.
It's always edifying to see how we lose our collective minds over Chappelle. And to give you an idea how crazy things are, Chappelle Corby started an Instagram account on Friday. She has posted 9 times. Most of it is crap, if I can just say that.
Okay, sure.
Just artistically, I'm just talking in a purely aesthetic terms. She needs a few lessons. And she now has, and I checked it just before I came down, 142,000 followers.
Wow, what?
Yep. She put on about 3,000 followers whilst I was on the bus.
That's amazing.
Since Friday.
Okay.
142,000.
So it's not just the media going mad for her.
Yeah. Do you have any idea what the attraction is?
It's walking down nostalgia lane and having a big think about how excited we were when it all kicked off.
And social media is still losing its collective shite over the women-only screening of Wonder Woman. So a cinema in Austin, Texas decided to have 2 women-only screenings. And us men, we're showing our class by losing our minds over this whole idea. The MRA types, they're taking the high moral ground and saying, you know, imagine the outcry if there was a men-only screening. But, you know, Nick, there is.
There is.
They happen all the time. I mean, have you ever gone to one of the Fast and Furious movies? It's all men. It's all men. If there's a woman there, she stumbled into the cinema because she's had too many Jacob Creeks in the lobby.
Okay, all right.
or she's there to change the diaper of her client. You know, why else would a woman be watching Fast and the Furious?
I do not know.
And news poll came out in the weekend, and there's no change to the two-party preferred split. It's 53 ALP, 47 LNP.
That sounds great.
Yep, no change. Which explains why Peter Dutton is acting a bit like the demented uncle circling the dip bowl at a party.
Oh, what's he doing?
Oh, he's been out everywhere. He was in the Good Weekend. It was okay. A good reason not to buy the paper on the weekend.
Good, good.
And, we're in for interesting times with these kinds of numbers. And the question will be whether the government double dips once again into the guacamole bowl of leadership. And that's the weekend.
Thank you so much. I look forward to the next election being decided by a game of two up.